All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I got a question. Are you ready for some degeneracy? Because it's Grimm's Hentai... No, Adult Games Corner. And we are back with more Being a Dick. So, here we go. As we get started for the next day, because that's where we were headed, basically. Yeah. And free roam.
Yeah.
Hold on, do I have to drink the beer? I think I gotta drink the beer. Okay, beer time. 38 bottles of beer in a box, 38 bottles of beer. You chug one down with a dick as a crown, 37 bottles of beer in a box. How many are you planning on drinking? I think 5 would be enough to make it through the day without being hammered. Stay inside the path. Oh, I didn't do that one. I didn't do it fast enough.
Hurry.
Oh, that's too hard.
Remember, you had to do these fairly quick.
Yeah. Oh my god. He's not gonna do it. He's not gonna win. He's too hard.
What is going on?
Done for now. He can't do it.
Doctor. They never make drinking a beer so hard.
God, yeah. This isn't working. Come, let's get some air. Totally, I need to clear my head. Come on, chaps! It isn't called Hell Week for no reason. Personally, I wanted to rename it to Dante Week. But the board pointed out to me that it sounded way too foreign, and perhaps even a tad German, so they passed on that idea. But that's not what matters now. Who will lose this one? I think it's too close to call. Exhales quickly. We have a loser! Aha, remember the rules. The loser must spend the week without a jacket and eat a lemon.
Oh, that is retarded.
It's times like these I wish I were rich. You're jealous of what they're doing? I can buy you a lemon if you want one. Haha, no, I just meant in general. What would you do if you were? I'd help you out with the tuition. Haha, no, I meant for yourself. Do you have any dreams? I'd help Dad renovate our house. I'd buy him a proper kitchen and help him install it. I'd change every wallpaper, tear up the carpet, and replace the floorboards with some proper wood. I need to do that here. Show him that I've really learned a lot from him. I can only imagine the smile it would put on his face. I actually want to do this whole thing in hardwood. I want to tear all this shit out.
I'd say if you can wait till after Biden's out of office, because ain't nothing going to be affordable.
Yeah, you're right.
I think my parents bought a couple of boards for a raised garden bed, and it was like, I want to say 2 or 3 boards was over $100.
Damn! I can only imagine the smile it would put on his face. That's so sweet. But that's not for yourself either. Oh, but it is. It would make me so happy too. That's very unselfish. What would you do? Easy. I'd buy a yacht with a shitload of servants. Ha 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 ha. Aha, I don't believe you one bit. Aha, good, no, that's not me. You know what I'd do? I'd buy a movie theater, just binge watch all the best movies. To have a movie theater just for myself. That'd be really something. Could I come? Of course you could come. We could watch scary movies together. That's a nice dream. Oh.
I hope his brother didn't walk up. Or her brother.
Get that plastic dick away from my sister's face! You!
I knew that was coming. That is
how could you, Maya? Really, Derek, Grim was just helping me. You call that helping you? It's Hell Week, Derek. Who would you rather see me do it with? Hell Week? Yeah, just like yours, I have the scavenger hunt. And Grim was just helping me with a thing on the list. Did you say, don't you say sex outdoors. Please not sex outdoors. Hey, you're overreacting. Am I? This isn't you, sis. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Are you throwing that away? I don't know. This is so much easier. And when there's nothing but fighting or being ghosted, I'm wondering if there's something left to keep. then do it the right way, not like this. Can we talk about this later? You know I mean well, right? Always and ever. Always and ever. Huh? Later, Grim. Okay? Sure. Hey, look. I'm not the one to cock block a maggot brother, but that's my sis. I already told you that I like her. Hey, I'm single, she's single. Things happen, you know? Okay, screw this. I don't want to fight. Let's go cross some shit off that pledge board before I slap you. I already drank 5 beers this morning. Sleep, me too. So what do you want to do? The gay guard catcher. Let's get that one out of the way early while we still have beers left to drink. Deal. And pass the helmet. I've been waiting to wear that bad boy since yesterday. I almost forgot I had it on me. It's not that bad to wear. Well, except for the look students give me. And it does smell a bit. Did you ask someone to sit on your face yet? Why would I? Good, then I can still use that one. And by the way, one of these days I'm gonna fuck one of your sisters. I'm an only child. Your mom, then. She's been dead for a long time. Daddy, here I come. What? So this is not impossible. We can do it. But fucking a teacher? I know I said I'd do it, but it's such a risk. If it gets out, think about the consequences. And Jade, she seems so daring. This morning, she flashed me. Oh my god, it's history time. 1, 2, 3, go! Get this, Chad texted me last night out of nowhere. And then Jade showed you her pussy? No, listen. Jill comes and helps me. She even lets me sleep in her bed for the night. And then Jade showed you her pussy? Not yet. Just get to the pussy part. This morning I got called into a counselor's meeting. And guess who's in charge of that? Jade and her pussy. Well, no. Jade's husband, Professor Burke. Jade and Kathy were in there with us too. This story sucks. So Kathy and Jade and this professor dude were all in there discussing with me and Chad about the assault. And Professor Burke even punished Chad by removing him as president of the Tri-Alphas. And that's when it happened. Jade showed me her pussy. Was it Harry? That's your first question? You didn't hear that Chad's not the Tri-Alpha president anymore? Is she a natural blonde? I don't remember, it was a pretty quick flash. But she definitely meant to do it. Dude, you gotta go for it. How? Ass man, this is how I see it. She showed you her pussy, now you gotta show her yours. I don't have a pussy. Just casually whip out your dick when you're talking to her. You know, through the zipper or something. Maggots, look alive! Oh shit, we got one! He's the guy? He's fat, we're not. We should be able to outrun him. I'm nervous, if we get caught, we're in big trouble. Muffled voice, that's why we have the baklavas. Those aren't balaclavas. Muffled voice, whatever, ready! Run for it! Yoo-hoo, Mr. Security Guard! Come and get some! Run! Oh lord, not this year too! Have mercy! You, get back here! Ah! Oh fuck! Oh no, stop! Stop it! Ah, what's happening? Oh my! Ah! That's a first! Okay, you've had your fun. Put your hands on your head and drop to your knees. Fuck. Oh, what the? Oh my lord, I can taste it. That was a pretty impressive run. I'd say that my son was the star of that one. Are you serious? My son even took a slap during that run. You're right. This one is too close to call. Let's have the coin decide who gets the most credit for this. Heads! It's not that kind of a coin. You're right, it looks like an ancient Ionian coin to me. Get a load of this smartass. My son won the toss. Ah! Hey, don't pout. That's one task you can cross off the board. Hey, that's right, our first completed task. Nice one, ass man.
Let Derek keep it.
Ah, what a beautiful moment. Take a picture, Jamie. Click. What the fuck are you doing? I lost my phone. Hey, I've got this. Almost. Do you need some help? Who is Arieth? No, I've almost got it. Come on, little doll. Little doll, don't disappoint me. Uh-oh. Oh, there we go. Yes. Took you long enough. Hey, most girls would kill for someone who lasts as long in bed as I do. It doesn't count with most of that time to spend on getting your dick hard. Well, it's up now. Here it comes. I'll be gentle.
Oh, no. That doesn't even look like a hard dick.
What the fuck? You're usually much tighter. Are you sure? Yeah, right now it feels like I'm stirring my dick with drink with a straw or something. Ah, crisis alert. Oh, hi, Ari. Hey, Big I. Hi, Big A. What's happening? I fucked up big time. And now I'm getting suspended for it. They're kicking you out of college? No, I still got one chance to keep my scholarship, but I can't be part of the Tri-Alphas anymore. But what about our big competition next year? We were gonna win. I know, maybe there's a way for me to get back in, but it won't be for a while. That's bullshit, they can't do that. They can, I lost my cool and beat up that freshie Grim. What the fuck did he do this time? See for yourself, I think he's the one who snapped these. What the hell? This can't be real. Is that my Arieth? It is. She fucked all of them? There was just so many dicks. What? Dicks? Come on, it can't be him who took these. Those two are clearly selfies. Look at that one, her hair is different. These are way older than a week. Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't thinking when I beat him up. I'm gonna kill them. That's the thing. You can't. The council's gonna be watching you guys from now on. I don't know for how long, but if you beat them up and they hear about it, that's it for the Tri-Alphas. No more frat house, no more competition, no more parties, no more brotherhood. And you know what else they might find out if they're watching us closely. Hey, what happens to you now? I'll still see you guys at the gym and all. I'm not gonna stop training for the competition. But for now, I just have to find someplace else to stay. What about Sage? I'm sure she'll help you. Yeah, maybe. And you need to get yourselves a new president. Hey, that's you, Daw. Chad, dude, I'm sorry. Thanks for sticking up for me. I'm sorry for fucking up, guys. Well, I think you look cute in that helmet. You kind of look like a baby seal with your big eyes. Oh, yeah, that was your impression of a baby seal? That's just weird. I'm weird? You're the one watching nature programs with seals growing cocks on their heads. Ha 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 ha! Wow, they haven't even talked to me once. I feel like a third wheel right now. Bella, I have an idea. See you in math class, something came up. Whatever, enjoy your date. And a coffee, please. That will be money.
Hey.
You don't have any money. I'd offer to pay for that, but I'm a bit short on money. Student life ain't that luxurious. What do you want? I thought I could make up for ruining our date by joining you for lunch. Look who's back! Are you enjoying our shitty, smelly food? No, stop it. You're not enjoying it, huh? If I wasn't working right now, I'd pour another drink over you. Sorry, where were we? Yes, I wanted to make up for ruining our date. How many times do I have to reiterate? It wasn't a date. I'm a staff member. You're a student. Oh, there's, Quinn. And that is all this is. I still want to eat lunch with you. Only if you stop referring to anything we do together as a date. You got it. Oh! What are you looking at? Gonna beat me up again? No, sorry. So, Isabella, do you come here often? It was a joke, you know, to lighten the mood. Yes, I eat here every day. It's the only restaurant that's close to work. I said it was a joke. So was mine. Are you the only one who's allowed to tell them? Oh, haha, I didn't catch that since, you know. It lacked tone. That's your friend over there with the hat? Yeah, that's Derek. The helmet is part of our Hell Week. Hell Week is kind of a hazing process. I know what Hell Week is. It was a thing when I went to college, too. Oh, so they had it back then. Back then? How old do you think I am? My dad taught me that you don't discuss a woman's age or weight. Apparently I'm not only old, but also fat. No, that's not what I meant. It was a joke. Hilarious. Thanks for making me sweat for nothing. He's gonna wear that hat all week? No, we take turns. He just happens to like it, so I let him wear it more. That sounds like Derek. You know him? It's difficult to miss a shirtless student while walking the hallways. Also, he's got quite the reputation among teachers, too. A reputation? Like what? Like I would tell you that, you'd run off to him and spill the beans immediately. No, come on, I promise. What do they say? I'm not telling you. If you tell me a secret, I'll tell you one. Are we resorting to manipulation now? No, I was just looking to share things with you. Like you do during conversations. For instance, why did you want to have dinner with me in the first place? Like I told you, I wanted to give you one chance to change my mind about you. So, have I? No. Thanks. That's blunt. I would have asked you about your background and tried to figure out if you find trouble or if trouble finds you. Oh, it's definitely the first one. No, wait. What were the options? Have you been drinking? There's really no winning with you. And hey, you already know a bit about my background. You mean about your mom? Exactly. I was looking for a little bit more than that. Oh, about my dad. No, about you. She likes me. God, he's so dense. Okay, I'm a straight single guy who enjoys playing guitar and practicing martial arts. Great, now try it again without sounding like a personal ad. I don't get what you want me to say. Could the straight single guy tell me about his past relationships? There's really just been one. It's pretty personal. Share it with me and I'll share something about Derek's reputation.
Just tell her.
Well, when I was young, I had some really rough years. School wasn't very fun for me. I didn't have any friends and kids picked on me a lot. What for? You know, for being poor, not having the newest sneakers. Oh, and of course for not having a mom. My dad was worried about me after I came home one day from school with bruises all over my arms. The cool kids at school had this stupid challenge to see how many times they could punch me before I reacted. I was known as the kid who just sat there. I learned to take their insults and just ignore them. They didn't like that. After this, Dad taught me how to fight. Well, he taught himself too. He had never done it before, and he could barely afford the training gear. His usual hobbies were a bit less action-filled, like solving crossword puzzles, meditation, collecting stamps and coins, reading, and of course, home improvement. You see, he's a carpenter, so he really enjoys that sort of thing. We practiced almost daily, and I could feel how I got a real confidence boost from it. Dad made me promise to never use what he taught me for anything other than self-defense. I guess by doing that, he imparted good morals and to not become a bully myself. For me, training was a great way to bond with my dad. I never wanted to fight anyone. Until one day, when I didn't have a choice. I could sense how that punch was coming my way. But the boy throwing it never saw mine coming right back at him. In self-defense, I beat him. I beat him so hard that my fists got blood all over them. The other kids did nothing. They just stood there on the sidelines and stared. They watched me hit their friend repeatedly. Until eventually a teacher came and broke it up. You'd think that a teacher would side with the victim, but when there are so many voices against one, it's hard to make yours heard. Apparently I wasn't the victim. The parents of the boy I beat up wanted to press charges against my dad for teaching me how to fight. Luckily for me and my dad, they never did. I was even lucky enough to not be sent to juvenile hall. But I got my punishment for standing up for myself, detention, every day for 2 whole months. And that's how I met her. Zoe. She's a bit like me, an outcast. That's probably why we got along so well. Zoe was in detention for smoking during class. She's actually my kind of woman. That pretty much sums her attitude up. Her looks were rugged. That's not a word usually used to describe a girl, but she was. She wore dirty clothes, her hair was a mess, and she had a self-pierced nose. We were the only ones in detention. And the supervisor just left us alone for most of the time. So naturally, we got to talking. By that, I mean she listened. She talked and I listened. Yeah, that's usually how it works out a lot with women. She became my first real friend. A girl is a best friend. Zoe taught me a lot of things, like how to smoke and stand on a skateboard. I didn't like smoking, my balance wasn't meant for skateboarding, but I blindly did those things. It was always fun being with her. As we grew up, our pastime activities changed. She had a friend with an older brother who would buy them alcohol. She would share it with me. And one night, we were partying together in a treehouse. I don't even remember whose treehouse it was, but we were in it drinking and having a good time. And in one moment, our eyes met, and there was this awkward silence. For the first time in my life, I got kissed. My best friend for all those years kissed me. Our relationship shifted from being a friendship into something more. We had no clue what we were doing. At first, we thought it was something fun to do while being drunk. But then we started doing it when we were sober. And it also led to more than just kissing. But I'm not sure if it was love. I mean, she was my best friend. I already loved her for that. But real love? What does that even mean? No, I don't think it was real love. Not long ago, she left town for San Diego. She wanted to become a surfer. She asked me to come with her, but I chose to stay with my dad and finish high school. It was the smart thing to do. I guess I really didn't see her as a girlfriend until that point when we said our goodbyes to each other. It actually hurt a lot. But once again, I wasn't completely sure if I was sad for losing my best friend or for losing something more. We stayed in touch on social media. I saw that she got a new boyfriend. She also got herself a bunch of tattoos and really seemed happy and living life. And now it's been 6 months since our last message to each other. Since then, I've moved on and even managed to fall for a girl at my summer job. But here we are right now, and I'm not sure what I'm doing at all. Lately, I seem to get crushes easily, but what I really think it is that I'm trying to find myself and what I want in life. Was that the story you wanted to hear? That was very revealing. So what's Derek's
still
reputation?
Still got resting bitch face.
Grim, are you joining us for lunch today? How nice. If it isn't my favorite student, Grim,
the banana.
I'm glad to see you. Grim is in both of your classes? He's actually in two of mine and surprisingly also in one of Jade's classes. Surprisingly, listen to you. It's refreshing. That's what it is. My bad, you're absolutely right. It's refreshing to see a young man attend gender studies. It's very modern, and he's such an excellent student. Look at us, we're embarrassing the poor boy. That woman really wants me.
Oh,
look at that ring.
That was that we already found out.
I know that. Isabella, do you want to join in? I think he's had enough. Kathy, look, is it just me or does that helmet ring any bells? Typical Derek, as if walking around without a shirt on wasn't enough for him. Now he's going around exposing himself in malls. We should have a word with him. Yes, and find out who his naked friend was, too. Leaving so soon? Something came up. How are things with you since this morning, Grim? Yes, how are you?
Place hand on her thigh. Yeah.
I'm fine. Well, this was a pleasant surprise. God, this boy makes me feel like I'm 18 years old and attractive again. Oh shit, she's really doing that now? I really hope we can help you for the better. We will be watching out for you to the best of our abilities. Most certainly, we will all take care of you. Jill is such a sweet girl, always wanting the best for people. I hope you thanked her for the help. I didn't ask to be helped. Kind of puts me in a weird spot. Trust me, in the long run, it's better that things like this are brought to the surface. This is surreal. What's this? It looks like a student-teacher lunch to me. Hi, Professor. What the hell? She's squeezing even harder now. It's starting to hurt. Enough of this. I was just leaving. Thanks for the company. I'll see you in class soon, Grim. Hey, look at Derek and that girl, Ashley. What about them? Don't they hang out a lot? You mean like you and me? Yeah, exactly. He's never mentioned her to me before. Also, he's kind of a ladies' man. Or, let's be honest, ladies' boy. Ah, lady boy, gotcha.
Oh, yeah.
No, stop it. That's not what I said. So he's always surrounded himself with girls? He's tried to do that, yes. He's not often successful. But he believes that rejection is the key to success. He read it in a book. Which is funny, because I never saw him read anything besides comic books or dad's secret magazines. What's wrong with comics? Like, if he doesn't try with a girl, he definitely won't score. And the worst thing that happens if he does try is that he'll get a no. So he tries a lot. And it does look like he's trying with this one, now that you mention it. You know what? Strike that. Cough. Click. Yeah, definitely strike that.
No wonder he ain't gonna make it. He's cock-blocking himself.
Dude, you're right. Kathy is hot. Maybe you should try to fuck her? I can probably guess what this is. Yep, I knew it. How many times do I need to tell you the phone should be turned off when you're in class? Oh, shit. Oh, no! Turn it off. Okay? I'm sorry! Time for a pop quiz today!
Uh-oh.
That's fucking bullshit!
Derek's doomed them all. Pop quiz time.
Language, duh.
Alright.
Oh, shit! We got a pop quiz!
Line B.
We can cheat, remember.
Yeah, it's A.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
I
don't know. That's hard. Is it really going to be A?
Hold on. I hadn't even looked at it. It looks like it could be A. Yeah, because... Yeah.
413-312-10... Oh man, that's hard.
10.
I don't know.
Alright. 1-1.
Don't forget, we can cheat if this gets hard.
Go ahead and cheat. 1-5-6-3-1-4.
Hold on. 1-2-3-4-5. No, 3. Take away 1.
Oh, 5 plus 1 is 6. 3 plus 1 is 4. 4 plus 6 is 10.
Yeah, so, okay.
Alright. D.
I did
base B.
Division?
3, 4, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Okay. Oh, yeah, so it's so 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
So
10
9 plus
11,
5,
12,
14, 14
yep.
B.
Okay.
10, 5, 5.
3 take away 1 is 2. 9 take away 9 is 0.
Yeah.
1 plus 1 times 5 is 5. 3 times 1 is 3. 3 times 5 is 15.
Look at that. Man, I should take the SATs or ACTs again. I did good on the SATs. ACTs. I didn't know calculus.
Right.
Fuck.
Maybe you should try to fuck her? I'm not sure if I should feel offended or flattered. Probably a bit of both. I try to dress professionally, and this is what I get? Young men seeing me as someone sexual? No, Kathy, students seeing you as someone sexual. I'm twice his age. That can absolutely not happen. Although it is funny how men see me as attractive in real life. While there are slim pickings online. Maybe it's in my photos? The other women on this site sure love to show cleavage in their profile pictures. A little bit of cleavage would probably not hurt. Haha, is it weird that I get a bit excited by thinking of that? Showing strangers on the internet more of myself. Oh, Kathy, save it for the bathtub. Yes, save it for the bathtub. Okay, class, you may turn in your test now. Uh-oh. What? For real? Oh, right, it's probably because of Chad. Kathy's watching him closer now. Ass man, sorry about that text.
Don't worry.
Don't worry about it. No, I fucked up, and I'm sorry. But did you see her ass? Yeah, I saw it. And? It was very hot. Hell yeah! I saw you bumping the dog. I was kind of expecting something to happen. You know, I was just thinking the same thing. After the counselor's meeting this morning, Chad may have told the Alphas to back off since Professor Burke told him they'd watch them closely from now on. You do realize what this means. No, what? We can fuck with them in the open without being worried about the consequences. I wouldn't take it that far. Who knows how they would react? Who knows how they will act when there's no one around? Also, just because we're not alphas doesn't mean we're immune to punishment. But we do need to prank them. Yeah, I know. It's tricky. Do you have any ideas? Did you see his shaker? What about it? What if we add some extra protein to it? You know, competition style. That would definitely be a prank. But I'm not going to stick my cock in that shaker. You don't have to. We'll fill a condom with some love juice. One of us distracts him and the other one just plops it in there. It's a very risky plan. I'm going to have to do it all by myself, huh?
Do it.
Don't assume that. I've got this. But you have to help me somehow. Tomorrow, English class. You bring the balls, I bring the goo. Bella! Jill, what's wrong? I need you. Come with me. What happened? You look upset. It's grim. What did he do to you? He didn't do anything to me. He got beat up last night. He got beat up. I just had lunch with him. He seemed okay. Yeah, I know. I helped him, but I'm not sure I did him a favor. I may have gotten into more trouble by reporting it to the guidance counselors. The student who beat him up might hold a grudge. Grim wasn't happy about what I did. I hope I didn't paint a giant target on his back. I just did what I wish people would have done for me, you know? I know. So what do I do now? I can't just let it be, right? I have to fix this somehow. You've done enough. Seeing as he got into trouble before you helped him, you did the right thing. He's not just unlucky like you were, Jill. He's actively looking for trouble. Huh? I had a talk with him. I wanted to give him a chance, you know, for you. But the way he's acting... I hoped it was different, but as it is right now, he's still just a boy. You gave him a chance for me? Why? I wanted to make sure he was good enough for you.
Bitch.
To be friend, or to date, or whatever. To date? I'm not sure I'm looking for someone to date. Did you think I was? Well, you're a woman. Stranger things have happened. Yeah, but still. I mean, I can feel how Tybalt's trying to win me over. He seems to believe that we belong together. Grim is not a good choice, but he's a way better choice than Tybalt, that's for sure. So you kind of like Grim? No, I just really hate Tybalt. Haha, never change, Bella. A strip club. Tonight. I'm not 21. We're fully aware. And that's not a problem? Only if you make it one. What does that mean? Just show up, shut up, and watch the naked ladies. And get your dick signed. Oh yeah, and get your dick signed. Hey, bros, here they come. What's happening? Shut up and watch. What are we looking at? This happens every semester. We call it the March of the Rejects. The Rejects? Yes, when you're witnessing right now are people who weren't quite good enough to make the first cut, but had luck and still got accepted. Their entire presence here is due to quitters and no-shows. These people are happy to accept what wasn't good enough for those who left. The rejects. I don't see a difference between them and us. We're still going to the same college and studying the same things. Such a naive maggot. The best hots are always rejects. Quinn and Riona, both rejects. How are they the best ones? You know. So rejects are better because of lower inhibitions? Well, yeah. Strictly speaking of the girls, of course. The dudes are all fucking retarded. What are you looking at? Keep on walking, you fucking reject. So if someone was on the waiting list and got accepted, they would be with that group right now. Quinn and Riona weren't, and a few others that came later. It sounds like you're waiting for someone to show up. Hoping is more the word I'd use. A chick, huh? Yeah, your sister. Yeah. Me too. I thought my sister would be with them today. Apparently not.
Cry.
Did she say she was coming? Nah, I'm just making sure she isn't. That way she won't ruin my fun by trying to join the hots or something. Hey, isn't that? It is! Lily! Damn. She's a fucking smoke show.
Yep.
Did she quit the Pink Rose? Last time I saw her, she said she applied for health studies here at B&R. But she's not quitting the Pink Rose. Damn, then college would be cheap for her. Man, Lily's some proper hot material. You think they'd want her? My cock wants her. I'm gonna go convince her to play. Yeah. I'm gonna go convince her to pledge. Wait for me. Hey, I saw her first. Hey, everything good? There's this other girl I've been dating. The one I went home to see last weekend. I was hoping she'd be with that group. Oh, how do I put this delicately? Is she someone you want to... She's a bit more than that, I think. Oh, I don't think you get it. It's about love, huh? I'm not sure. It started as a crush. But after this weekend, I just don't know how I feel or what to do. And what is it you're doing with my sister? I thought you didn't want to talk about it. Ass man, can you be serious for once? Says you. This may be hard to believe, but I've known my sister all my life. Why would that be hard to believe? And that look I saw on her face when you were lying in the grass talking. You were watching us? Ass man, please, okay? That look on her face, I've only ever seen it once before. And I don't know how to say this, but it's big. What are you getting at? To be careful with Maya? Don't hurt my sister. Okay, ass man?
Alright. Well, that's the main one I was wanting to go after anyway.
Count it again. I already counted it. That's why I said again. Then you fucking do it. I'm telling you, we're short. Fuck. Relax. Once Camilla is finally in, it's fully in, we'll turn it around. You're acting like that's a given. What if she bails? Didn't I tell you to relax? I was relaxed until you started bringing in more girls. We were fine the way it was. Camilla was a gamble, and now you're gonna ask both Maya and Mona? You're getting cocky. It's called expanding, Riona. Not when we can't handle it. Plus, we're risking it all doing this your way. It's not called expanding, it's called being a fucking idiot. What did you just call me? A fucking idiot.
Is it gonna be a girl fight?
Oh, shit. You know I'm right. You're just scared to admit it. Then tell me your fucking plan, because I've yet to hear one good suggestion from you. We stop what we're doing right now. No more new girls. None of this fucking expanding bullshit. We stick to the original plan with the current girls and maybe Camilla, and we just sell what we need to sell on top of our obligations. Then we cut our losses and we move on, before this gets harder to keep up with. And I'm still fucking concerned about who's been spreading the hot give free tuition. Don't worry about it. It's just a stupid rumor. We can dismiss that easily. We just have to make sure that the girls keep their lids shut. And we can't cut back. We're so close now. Lord, look at Sarah and Melanie. They're paying for themselves and more at this point. Then how the fuck are we short? I don't know, but we're not that short. With the office upcoming big order and some extra efforts from the girls, we can catch up. What about that pervert? He's been buying from us. Nope, he hasn't. He has my number, but didn't place an order yet. Oh, yeah, that's true. We didn't.
So they're just whoring him out.
Yeah, I don't think he would go for something expensive. Okay, I'll talk to Sarah and Melanie to see if they've got something. I wonder if she's up for some more practicing. Or some more fun. Oh, sounds like she's got company. Please, Sage, can't you at least talk to them? Do you want me to lose everything? That's why you're here? Yes. What about me? What about you? You never hear just for me. I don't fucking get you. It's like I'm only good enough for you at parties and when we're with your friends. Sage, this isn't about us. It's about my future. You put yourself into this situation. I can't fix that for you. Yes, you can. They will listen to you. I'm not promising anything. But you'll try, right? For you, of course. Thank you.
Oh, he kind of...
Yeah.
That's a little gay move.
Hey, what the fuck? What? I try to help you and that's all I get? What do you want? A real fucking kiss, not just a peck on my forehead. Oh, and it's about fucking time you start getting more physical with me, too. That's how you want to do this? Attaching strings to your helping hand? Who the fuck talks like that? And no, that's not how I want to do this. But look at yourself. Do you call yourself a man? You've got this sexy woman in front of you trying to throw herself into your arms. And you can't wait to leave instead of trying to get inside of her panties. I already told you why that is. Stop with the fucking steroid bullshit. I know that's not the truth. I'm not lying. How would you know? I know because I talked to Ari F. She says Daw fucks her all the time. Sure, he has some issues with his tiny penis, but they still fuck. Daw isn't taking the same things I am. He's on the pill, you know? It's not as potent. On the pill, like a fucking girl?
Yeah.
Hey, don't mock Daw. He's a nice guy. And yes, he takes the pill. It's a cheaper alternative and effective way to build some extra muscles. Maybe it doesn't make his dick as soft, but... This isn't about Daw and his flaccid cock. You're right, it's about you and yours. Give me a break, you think this puts me in the mood? I'm on the verge of losing everything I worked so hard to build up. Work so hard, huh? Steroids is cheating, you moron. You think it would go unnoticed forever? You think they don't test for that, your precious fucking competition? You made these choices and brought all this upon yourself. I can't fucking deal with you right now. I have to go sign up for a dorm. I need somewhere to live. It's funny that you didn't ask for help with getting a place to stay. Maybe I would have let you sleep with me. Take some time to cool down, Sage. Thanks for nothing. Fuck off! She's crying. Hey! Grim, sorry, I'm... You don't have to explain. So you were eavesdropping? Caring is the word I'd use. He really beat you up?
Focus on Sage.
Hey, I'm alive, but what about you? I'm alive too. I'm just so stupid. I thought he came here for me. Apparently not. He's probably gonna leave me for his side bitch too. That guy has lost all fucking interest in me.
The other one seems like a good option.
Forget about him then. You're just wasting your time with him. It's easy to say, but harder to do. I can't just abandon him like that. Oh, you brought your guitar? I thought we could continue to practice, but now I don't know. It's just like Chad's not in the mood for me. I'm not in the mood for practicing today. I get that. What are you doing? You're not in the mood for practicing, but I also want to play for you. I find music helps a lot when you're feeling down.
That is such a... I don't know what kind of... That'd be the geeky move, it seemed like. Or it reminds me of Anna... Animal House when all those girls are around at the toga party and he's, if I could buy a flower, and old Belushi comes by and grabs the guitar, ah! hands it back to him.
I gotta rewatch that.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen that, but I gotta rewatch it again. I remember you doing this to me last time. Yeah. But you know, it was for teaching purposes. Not only. I admit it was a way to get closer to you as well. Closer to me, huh? Yeah. I remember the feeling when you did it. It was comforting. I know it wasn't supposed to be that, but still. Then you looked at me. And you know that feeling you get when you're really close to someone like that? You mean you get horny? Haha, no. Well, maybe a little bit. But mostly that warm feeling in your heart is beating a bit heavier. And your mouth gets dry. Don't mind me. Keep playing that guitar. Oh God, it's hard to focus. Don't stop playing. I'm just gonna check something. Wow. See, this is how it should be when a hot girl touches you. You're rock fucking hard. You don't take any steroids, right? No, never. Hey, did I tell you to stop? I'm just gonna take my pants off. It's too hot when you do that. Lose the shirt, too. Oh. I thought you were gonna play for me again. Just keep doing this, whatever it is. Ah, so you like it when I play with your cock. Smack. This is what I wanted. It's not too much to ask for, right? Someone to play with. Someone to explore. I want the same. You do? Yeah, she's nibbling on his earlobe. It's fun and sexy and it makes you happy. Who in their right mind wouldn't want that? Exactly. It's just sex. People put the pussy on some kind of a pedestal. Right!
Uh-huh.
Like it's something holy or a present you can only open on Christmas morning. Exactly! And it's so important that sex must be with someone you're dating or love. Maybe sex is just is the start of a relationship instead of being the reward you get for starting one. This is not about relationships. This is right here, right now. It's me being horny. Are you okay with that? Just me being horny too.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I don't have any expectations. I'm just horny too. Good. Now shut up and let me jack you off. Your cock is so thick, is it? Yeah, I haven't seen anything like it before. Tell me, do you prefer it when a girl takes control or when you have the control?
To have control. Let's go there.
I prefer to have the control. Okay. Then do it. Control me. Dominate me. I like where this is going. Open up. That's it. Take it all. There we go. Do you like it? Am I doing it too hard? Use my mouth as your pleasure hole. Fill it up. Okay, tap me if it's too hard. This feels fucking great. Ah, yes. Fuck, it's so tight. Your mouth and throat are wrapped around my entire cock. I'm gonna come. Gurgle, coughs. And that's how you control someone. Wow. See, this is what I wanted. To feel sexual. I can make you feel that anytime you want. Like a fuck buddy? Yeah, if you'd want that. I'll think about it. Now, maggots, this is important. This place right here, sacred ground for dicks. We're only allowed to be in here because they let us. Several of us aren't 21 yet, which means they're taking a huge risk letting us in. Some ground rules. Be respectful to the ladies and don't drink too much. And if the bouncer taps you on the shoulder, it means you must stop sucking on the stripper's titties. Got it? Got it. Then follow us, because it's time to party with some hotties. Mr. B! Stanley, thanks for setting this up. You know the boss, man. Money talks. And frankly, the place has been a ghost town since Saturday. I bet the ladies are glad you guys showed up. You boys behave tonight. The ladies are waiting for you. Remember, no phones allowed, or I'ma whoop your ass. Maggots and brothers, newcomers and veterans, let me welcome you two, the Pink Rose. You guys better get your asses back to the ATMs, because our boy Rusty here got us the club all to ourselves tonight. The whole club? It's just a Tuesday, but still. Sweet, Lily works tonight. S-Man, I've already got a boner. Haha, then go find someone to sign it for you. So you're not up to it?
Party without limits.
You're right. Screw you, I'm gonna do it before you get the chance to. Haha, chance challenge accepted. These girls are so fucking hot. I have no clue where to begin. I'm not leaving till I get my dick signed. Cass, have fun at the Pink Rose. Okay, so this is where we're gonna leave off at. We've done a lot of... It's been very drama heavy this time. There was a lot of talk about the fight and Chad's scholarship and all that. Oh, yeah. And Chad has given off some really gay vibes, like...
Well, that, but he was cheating on Sage, so...
Yeah.
Who knows why that is.
But we don't know if that's a woman or a man he's cheating on her with.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's the interesting question. But maybe we'll find out with the next part of Being a Dick. This is Grimm's Adult Games Corner for tonight. And, you guys on BitChute, really loving this shit. We appreciate it. It's great to be able to give it to you guys, and hopefully we'll be able to give you more. So this is the Grim Lord and Dead Penetration,
oh, yeah.
And we are out of here.
Later.